This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe next time in Miami for Steph Diggs, airplane better than boat. Maybe. Or seize control of everybody's phones when they get on the boat. By the way, best version of that is the Eminem remix version. Shime, have you listened to that?
Yeah, the Eminem version is very good. There's quite a few cusses in it, so yeah. I tend to avoid it.
I understand. Good morning and hello to those who might be watching the show early this morning on YouTube or on Twitch. And you can do that every single day. This show on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers, and Father's Day is right around the corner. I can't think of a better gift than the gift of time. So go to Springer's Jewelers and get Dad the watch that he has always wanted. I would also say for graduates, no better gift than a beautiful timepiece, and you can get the one you want at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Can I give a platform to run on, Greg, if you were to run for office?
Yes.
We need equity in total dollars spent on Father's Day and Mother's Day. I feel there is a big discrepancy between the outflow of cash on Mother's Day vis-a-vis Father's Day.
Agreed, Curtis. Yeah.
And well, I'm for anything, I want equality.
Right.
You know
me.
That's because I'm not going to buy my dad like flowers, you know?
Okay,
why not
get him something nice?
I do. Like, I always do.
Don't get. What do you get him?
Usually a bathing suit.
No, you probably.
Bathing suit.
You probably get.
I do. I usually get him a bathing suit.
Oh, that's because he's always going Winnie the Pooh.
No.
A bathing suit.
Yeah, that's like my thing. I always get him a bathing suit, like nice bathing suit. Yeah.
And it's just some shorts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he gets bathing suits. He's not going to go to the pool in his shorts.
No, like, but they're just bathing suits. It's just like
I
short
feel like
bottoms.
The pool that he goes to, as Wiggy would tell you,
yeah. guys are so bad.
They don't wear suits.
Yes. Nope, my parents, not that's swingers, not nudists.
They live right next to a swinger pool.
No, yeah. they do
they,
not.
Yes, they
it's
do.
Like
we
it's,
looked
it's like
it up.
15 minutes away in Naples.
Wi-Fi access.
And we talked to the guy that lives down there with him. It's like, yeah, the people, it's a nude pool, swingers pool.
No, he said, I had never heard about it until you guys brought it up. I was standing right there for the conversation.
They refer to your dad as double cock.
If you ever, my parents are like as conservatively dressed as they come. Like when you look at them, I don't think that they're swingers.
Are we getting both parents tonight in Newport?
Just my mom.
Just your mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Girls' night out.
It's getaway day for us. We will head to Rhode Island after the show, and we will see it having a quick dinner at 22 Bowens.
Oof.
And hello to, they are everyday listeners of the show down there, and that is an extraordinary restaurant. And I want to thank Justin, who is the chef there. Setting us up and getting us a res there tonight.
Mac and cheese.
And then you like the mac and cheese there?
Yes, I do.
Greg, it's a hot take, and I don't want to say anything that would harm the restaurants around here, which are phenomenal. But pound for pound, I think Rhode Island has the best restaurants in New England.
I think you're right.
Like, in terms of the smallest state, but you can't go wrong, whether it's Matunic, obviously, but in and around Providence. This restaurant that we're going to tonight is awesome.
Well, I would say I could argue also in the markets that we are broadcast to, you're right about Rhode Island, and I would also say just isolating a city, Portland, Maine.
Awesome.
Has unbelievable dining options.
Yeah.
Spectacular. Honestly.
Street and Company, 4th Street, like all those restaurants are unbelievable restaurants up there. So
agreed.
But you make a great point. So we will see you tonight for pregame at the Landing at 7:30. And it's not only us, but Jones and Keith will be with us. Some kind of a scoop off between Courtney and Rich at the bar tonight. And then what?
I don't know. I don't want to fight with anybody this evening. I'm worried
anxiety.
That Auntie Kathy could get spicy.
Okay.
And I don't need her going after Rich.
Oh, that'd be classic.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Auntie Kathy and Rich.
So I just want to cheers to Rich.
Right,
maybe
cheers.
We can mend fences.
All right, mend fences tonight at the landing.
Yeah.
We can help with that. Yeah. And then tomorrow at the Lobster Bar from 6 to 10. And we can't wait to see you tomorrow. We will be joined at 8:45 tomorrow by the mayor of Newport with a very special presentation. But we have leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. It seems as though I will be boycotting Market Basket once again.
Oh.
If you are not aware, Market Basket has placed their CEO, Artie T. Demoulas, on paid leave right now. They've ousted him.
The man saved the company.
Correct. Back in 2014, if you're not aware, this happened with his cousin, Arthur S. Demoulas.
Yeah.
There was a big fight over the company. Thousands and thousands of workers at Market Basket went on strike to support Artie T. He ended up winning the battle, paying $1.6 billion to buy out Arthur S. Demoulas to become the owner of the company. He has now been outed by his three sisters and three other board members, where I've been trying to double source. I believe they're the sisters' husbands who are the other board members that are outing him.
I think the sisters are not on the board. They or maybe they are, but they appointed those board members.
Yes.
And then they all got rid of him.
Correct.
Which is not right.
No, not only him, but his daughter Madeline and his son T.A., who... I'm going to be as transparent as possible. I love this family. They are the nicest people on planet Earth.
All right.
Madeline and T.A. work so hard for Market Basket. And I believe if I'm on the outside looking in, you could read all the articles. You could see everything. Watch the news. But when it comes down to it, it feels as though the sisters are upset that Artie T. is going to leave the company to his kids instead of the sisters having a say in it. T.A. and Madeline both work for the company, have worked for the company since they graduated college. It's just crazy to me that it's like Groundhog's Day. It's been 10 years since this happened the first time, and Artie T. had to fight to keep the company, to have the sole power. Listen to the employees who have worked for Market Basket forever and ever and ever and do not want to work for anybody else but Artie T. Demoulas. Last year, it's reported that Artie T. gave bonuses, surprise bonuses, to any employee of his that have worked at Market Basket for over 2 years, totaling over $14 million for a surprise bonus.
Yeah.
This guy takes care of his own. If you go to the Market Basket in Lowell, in Belvedere, you could see Artie T. there all the time. Hmm. Like, he's not an absentee. It kind of sounded like I was going to cry there. I'm not. I'm just congested. Mm-hmm. He is as ingrained in that, in the history, in that everyday workforce at Market Basket as one can be. And the fact that this is a family drama once again is so sad.
Well, so it's all because of...
It's about money.
Yes.
So it's because the sisters don't want him to leave some of it to the...
They're accusing him of like a work stoppage.
It's always about money. It's an unfortunate thing in family businesses.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you never go into business with family.
That's right.
Well, it's a family business. Like, they were born into the family business. And the fact that it's like cousins and sisters, and it's so sad. I can't imagine being the kids when it comes to your cousins and everything that comes along with that.
Okay, so you are instituting a one-woman boycott of Market Basket.
And I am, growing up, like, Market Basket, that's where my mom worked at Market Basket in high school. Like,
Demoulas.
Well, it was Demoulas back then, yes. So for me, boycott.
All right, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. I won't be boycotting because I love their Oakhurst lemonade.
They have
tremendous lemonade. All you people out there that are having a conniption over Steph Diggs, relax. It's OTAs. The guy's hurt. The guy's dealing with a rehab. There's no need for us to go crazy.
He's going to rehab?
No. He's rehabbing his injury.
Uh-huh.
There's no need for us to, you know, put ourselves in a pretzel over a guy missing OTAs that is going to be your best wide receiver or is expected to be your best wide receiver.
Right.
This
is what you said yesterday.
Yeah.
When I asked you on this very show.
Right.
if what Stephon Diggs was doing on the boat in Miami was going to be a problem with his head coach.
Yeah, I had no issues.
What's the big deal?
No big deal.
Guy's got some ladies around twerking on each other.
His girlfriend.
What's the big deal?
His girlfriend likes to dance. No big deal. And I think Vrabel probably is more upset that he's having to answer the questions. But I think he'll tell, Steph Diggs, like, hey, man, listen, let's move past this.
Well, can I leapfrog when it comes to Leeds?
Sure.
and get to what Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, said about it yesterday?
You sure can.
All right, here he is.
A video of Stephon Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time, but the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
Talked to him since the video?
I talk to our players every single day, the ones that are here and the ones that aren't.
Are you expecting him to practice today, Mike?
Not if he's not here.
So he's not here?
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
Sound like a guy who was okay with what Steph Diggs was doing?
No, but he didn't seem like crazy upset.
He probably said, Steph, you know how people are. They're gonna instantly jump to a conclusion. You're on a boat with a bunch of women dancing. They have no clue.
Are you watching?
I'm watching it
on Twitch right now or on YouTube.
Yeah,
Wiggy, I don't want them to cut him, and I'm happy he's here despite this. I'm not saying that it was the wrong thing to do. But do you really think Vrabel's calling Steph saying, hey, I know the people are crazy, they're reacting.
Yeah.
You think he's doing that sympathetically?
Yeah, because Vrabel is a former player. Like, I think Vrabel's, not necessarily been in situations where he's been on boats or whatever, but I think Vrabel's probably hung out with friends and had a good time and probably understands what Steph Diggs is doing.
Also, if you're watching this footage right now on Twitch or on YouTube, I believe that is the same bathing suit that Courtney gave her dad for Father's Day last year.
Steph's? I bet that's pricey.
Yeah.
Drop the link.
I think it is.
I'd buy it.
Yes.
But I'm with Courtney. There's no way he's that brazen to just be.
What do you mean he's not that brazen?
But look at the smoke in the video. I bet it. If I were to guess, if it's any type of drug, I would guess it is weed.
It's in a baggie, and it looks like it's crystals.
No, but it looks like it's a bag that you would get marijuana
from a cannabis store. It's not like a bag that you got from, like just a regular sandwich bag and then put some drugs in it. It actually looks like you went into a cannabis store because there's some type of there's something on the front, whatever brand it is. But that's what it looks like.
This Rhode Island texter says that Mike Vrabel just sounds upset that they even asked the question.
Yeah.
I hear that completely different.
That's what it sounds like.
Karen Garigian asked the first question. She has known Mike Vrabel since he was a player in 2001. They have a great relationship. That was all planned. She was going to get the first question.
Yeah.
He was going to be asked about it given the opportunity. That was not mad at Karen Garigian over the question. Please understand the media.
And Mike Vrabel comes in here and knows what a cluster F it was last season under Gerard Mayo.
Right.
And you think that this is the first kerfuffle that he wants to deal with? No way.
No, I didn't say he wanted to deal with it, but he's probably like, I got to answer a question. I got to answer a dumb question for something that just people on you who are watching it are trying to make a conclusion of what they think it is. That's all it is. It's not like Steph Diggs had his nose in a pound of coke trying to hide it. People are looking at this video and going, some people are going, oh, that's cocaine. They're just throwing that out there, which is wrong.
That's
like, how
wrong?
Do you just sit there and go, that's cocaine? Like, that is so wrong to do.
Wait, have you just woken up? This is the world we live in.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's wrong. We live in a world that's effed up. That's wrong.
Oh, I agree 100%.
So that's my point. And so Vrabel's probably like, I can't believe I got to answer these dumb questions where somebody would really ask me a question going, oh, there's a substance there. We don't know what the hell it could be. I mean, you don't know it's a substance. It could be anything.
To Curtis's point, though, like when it was the officials from France and wherever else, when they had the video where they tried to hide, everybody assumed that it was cocaine.
Right, and that's wrong.
But I'm just saying that is why I don't believe it is, because Steph clearly knows that there is a camera that close to his face. He's not just giving it out.
I don't think he cares.
Come on, Greg.
I think he says, I'm Steph Diggs. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Greg,
I don't think
he's
cares.
That dumb.
Come on, Greg. Do you really believe that?
Dumb in what way? Like, what are they going to do about it?
If an NFL player on video openly had cocaine, he would be cut and blacklisted from every team.
Okay, so
no way.
What do you think it is?
If there was
Sean?
Video evidence of it, Curtis? Yeah, absolutely.
There would be a. Have you seen Josh Gordon? The amount of opportunities he got in the NFL
because of weed. Weed
no,
is very
it wasn't
different.
Just weed.
Yeah, it was weed.
Yes, it was.
Okay, you really think a team would cut a player if they were seen with cocaine?
If there was video of them with cocaine,
wasn't
or
there the
cocaine?
Bed with
yes.
OBJ years ago? Didn't
no, that was on a pizza box that he was having. It was another like one of these weird situations.
I do not believe that, given what players in the NFL have done, that if they were spotted with cocaine on camera, that they would be released.
So you don't think if a player is nose deep in cocaine that they're not going to get released?
Yes, no, they will.
Of course.
They would enter a program.
Right, but they would be cut. They would
enter a program, and then they'd come back and have an opportunity to play.
There's no way a team is keeping a guy who's nose deep in coke, and
they
it's on video.
Keep him. He would go away for 4 weeks or whatever the substance program they have set up in, mm-hmm. and then he would have an opportunity to play again.
But he would not be with that team.
Yes, he would. They would have his rights.
It would be similar with Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon was, they released him, but he was still suspended from the NFL. So whatever team picked him up, he had to then reinstate.
I don't think there is this view of drugs that existed even 10 years ago in America. I think you're right, 10 to 15 years ago, cut right away. But, I mean, you have people allegedly beating their kids and punching a pregnant girlfriend. Like, doing cocaine gets you out of the league,
so,
but that doesn't?
No. But the point is...
No, it's the video evidence.
The video. That's
right.
Why we're talking about
it. Video evidence of a guy, you know...
Of Ray Rice, and he's out of the league
right.
entirely.
But
like,
right.
That's the
there
point.
Is,
like,
when, in my view, I won't convince you.
When people can see it, it becomes like it goes to a whole different level.
I am not saying right or wrong. I do not believe that if you are on camera doing cocaine that your career would be over.
Also, when it comes to the New England Patriots and the way they are going to react externally, he's the only hope they have. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to make the story go away.
Right, but the story is being made up by people who have no clue, who are just throwing their 2 cents out there. That's what the story
it's
is.
It's wild speculation.
Yeah,
that's all
I could be like, oh, did you see the gun in the background?
Right, but whose fault is this?
It's whose fault is it? Unfortunately, it's the world that we live in.
But who's living in that world?
We all are.
And so Steph Diggs, I mean, he made a decision, and I don't think, as I said, he should be cut or whatever, but when you are in person of that...
Of what?
Yeah, but if it's
not
something completely harmless, Curtis,
right.
then why would he even think about it?
Yeah, exactly.
There are many things in our world that are unfair. This is one of them, but he's a smart guy and he knows that.
So if I was like caught on video handing Courtney pills and people just immediately are like, oh my God, no, like Courtney's taking drugs and Shime's facilitating it. I'm like, no, I'm just handing her allergy medicine.
Yeah. Right.
Like it could be as like basic and benign as that.
Right.
It should be our job.
It's not his job to be like, with a benign object, be like, oh yeah, here's a sign. This is not drugs.
Right.
Don't worry. Not drugs.
Or I can't go nowhere because everything I do is going to be, oh, I'm doing something negative.
We did obtain video of you pulling surreptitiously 3 Chick-fil-A sandwiches out of your pockets before the Trading Post Lounge.
That's right. Yes. Yes, you did.
I mean, why is he like secretly bringing it out in front of everybody? And
was it secret?
No, it's wide open.
Right, yeah. In front of the camera.
See, that's the problem.
That's the issue.
Curtis asked why. The problem is...
Believe me, I'm paying attention. On the Subaru of New England text line, it's like, old head take, Greg. This is a boomer take. If it were Peyton Pritchard, Greg wouldn't say a word about it. Like, I've seen all the text messages.
And the people that are saying, oh, I bet that his teammates are pissed about this. No, if you go look at his story right now, he's sharing Pop Douglas, like his camp. He's doing a bunch of stuff with the teammates right now. So he's fine.
And it's in the Curtis says, what could we do? It's like on us to not jump to conclusion when we have no clue. Okay. It, like, it's one thing if he's nose deep in it, and you go, okay, he looks like he's doing coke. But when he's just handing somebody, like, a package, we then speculate and go, okay, oh, that's cocaine? Like,
but I think what we've done is fair. We've had basically an even set of people that believe it's one thing. The other half believes it's the other. Yeah. He's a public figure. This was filmed. He knew he was being filmed. We're talking about it.
Right, but shouldn't people have the, and I know they don't, but shouldn't they have the right to basically be like, how can you say I'm doing something wrong without any evidence?
You're talking about presumed innocence.
Yeah, like, don't you guys watch the Karen Reed case every day?
Yes.
Like, and there are people that she's guilty? What evidence? And then there are people that she's innocent. Like, and this is the same thing with Steph Diggs. I hate when they do this to athletes or just people in general. Like, people jump to conclusion and they have no effing clue. Like, you don't know what that is, but to say it's like cocaine, like, that's just like, that's stupid.
Yes. And this is coming from somebody who has been, I believe, wrongly accused of boat shenanigans.
Well, I wasn't. Some of my teammates were.
And it tarnished your reputation.
No, not mine, but some of my teammates.
Yes. I mean, how many times has it come up on this show?
Yeah, well, you know,
weren't even on that boat.
That's because people jump to conclusion when they have no idea.
I bet the boat was fun, though. Yeah, I know you weren't there, but.
It's like any bachelor party. But when you get a bunch of black guys together, then it's a lot different.
What happens on a boat should stay on a boat. Am I right about that?
I thought that was an international waters. I thought the laws didn't apply when you were, you know, so many miles from the shore in the water.
If you're on a lake, it's not international.
No, you don't. Well, have you seen the lakes in Minnesota in that
They're
area?
Big.
Some of them are big
they
as oceans.
Veer, they it's, do veer north.
They yeah. go
it's
way
the land
out
of
there.
A thousand lakes.
Yes. All right. Those are our leads right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox get swept by the Brewers. Final score for the game, 6-5 in extra innings. Brian Baio had the start. He went 4 2/3 where he gave up a run on 3 hits while striking out 2. That loss puts the Sox at 27-31 on the season. Craig Breslow will join us this morning at 9. The guys are off tonight before taking on the Braves in Atlanta tomorrow.
Could they be off for the rest of the month?
Yeah.
In June also.
You could ask.
Okay.
In the NBA, the Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals. They closed out their series with the Timberwolves in 5 games with the final last night, 124-94 at home. Tonight, can the Pacers close it out in the East with the Knicks? They're in New York for Game 5. Tip is at 8. And in the NHL, Florida is headed to the Stanley Cup Finals, taking down the Hurricanes 5-3 last night. Tonight, Edmonton will try to close it out in Dallas. Puck drop is at 8. Steph Diggs wasn't at voluntary team activity yesterday. Mike Vrabel addressed media about the situation. We heard about it. It's going to be handled internally. So we will wait to see what happens with Steph Diggs.
And Sean, great point, because that could have happened to me coming back from Bermuda, because I was given something to help with my anxiety flying on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody will videotape me, they would have been like, uh-oh, Wiggy's on the plane popping pills.
Yep, exactly.
So,
amen.
Good job, Sean. That was a hell of an analogy.
Thank you.
Were those pills prescribed for you?
No.
Okay, well.
They were prescribed, but I guess they're anxiety pills.
Yes.
Okay, well. I don't think you're supposed to take pills that are prescribed for others.
You needed it.
Yeah, I needed it. We're flying.
Yeah. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what is trending.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up in a moment, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and then the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and front office report with Craig Breslow. on the current state of the Boston Red Sox, which is a disaster.
Craig.
With a capital D. 9 o'clock is the front office report. This is Bill from Newton. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I honestly can't believe that you guys think Stephon Diggs would be dumb enough to actually be dabbling in cocaine. I mean, do you? The guy's been a model citizen his entire career, other than his whining as a diva, as a wide receiver, which every single one of them are. Mm-hmm. He was great in Minnesota. He was great in Buffalo. He's ridiculously well-spoken. He's incredibly intelligent. There's no chance he'd be stupid enough to do this. None whatsoever. Also, I agree with Wiggy. If he was burying his face in a pile of cocaine on a video, he'd be done.
Yeah.
Absolutely done after he got arrested.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you're done. You're saying it's just the video.
Wait, why would he be? Where would he be arrested if he was caught on camera doing cocaine?
Why would he be arrested if he was caught on camera?
I said where. Explain that to me. Work that for me. How would that happen? So somebody posts a video of Diggs on a boat allegedly snorting cocaine. Who would come to his house and arrest him?
Probably the authorities after they verified the video.
I mean, the Patriots had a player that was found with cocaine.
I was going to say no judgment here, but there's a guy playing for the New England Patriots this season who the police found cocaine on.
Right.
But
season.
There was no video.
We're not talking about a video. He's saying arrested. So if the authorities get to your house and they find cocaine, you're still playing for the Patriots.
Yeah, but you are getting arrested if they find cocaine in your house.
Right, but a video of you using it, they don't just look.
No.
I mean, you think in Miami, if they arrested everybody doing cocaine
in Miami.
There'd be two people left.
I get what you're saying, yeah, but.
All right. Curtis, you know what? You're probably right. Maybe he doesn't get arrested, but.
Thank you.
If it's found out to be true to be cocaine, you think they're just going to put him in a program and then bring him back in 6 months?
Jabril Peppers is on the Patriots.
Did he get acquitted?
Domestic violence thing or whatever, but he had cocaine on him.
Yeah,
it wasn't his.
I
think he copped.
Is this 2025 or 1982?
No,
I don't know what we're living in.
Bill, I think he copped to the cocaine.
When's the last time you saw an athlete on video with cocaine? You haven't. This would be something new. It would be different. Yeah.
It was Max Lane in Nashville, but he would have retired.
No,
the man is a listener of this show.
It's a joke. God in heaven.
I will give you that maybe you are right, Wiggy, that he's not dumb enough to do something like that, so it must be something else.
Yeah, and I agree with Bill to a certain extent. Like, this video of him is his nose buried in coke, the Patriots are probably cutting him. They're not going to keep him around. Yeah. Oh. I get the Jabril Peppers thing that, you know, but there's no, the video changes so much more when it comes to an organization and how they handle a guy. And if there's video of him, you know, Tony Montana, nose deep in it, and, like, I don't think Vrabel's going to, or even Robert Kraft is going to want that headache.
No. And I'm sure that you will get to at some point here from Stephon Diggs on what was going on.
I hope he just rolls out whatever that is and, like, shows it to the media. And he's like, hey, guys, like, look, it's just a lighter.
Right.
Everybody relax.
It's Pop Rocks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of rock candy.
Those are my favorite calls where they say I'm an idiot for believing something, and then by the end of the call they say you're right. I love that.
This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I think that, you know, we got to give Diggs a chance to respond himself to the video. I do think that the likelihood is that there's going to be a lot of this, right, because he's got kind of a famous – girlfriends, and there's going to be a lot of attention, a lot of cameras. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Vrabel's patience overall for it is.
Yeah. That is an interesting question because of Cardi B.
Yes.
But I think Vrabel understands, though. I mean, as a coach, you have to understand that guys have social lives. And so he might be dating somebody famous, but if that's happened before... Before in the NFL,
Tom Brady?
Travis Kelce, we talk about all the time. So I don't think Vrabel looks at it that way. And I think he knows that guys, a lot of them probably live in Miami. And when they get a weekend, you think they're going to stay in Boston? No, they're going to jump on a plane and head down to Miami and hang out and, you know, potty, do whatever it is that they do. And I think Vrabel understands that as a coach. He's been coaching in an era where he knows that. It's not like he, you know, coached 40 years ago and he's new to coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I think he hopefully is going to be focused when it comes to Steph Diggs on what he is able to do on the field, as long as he's not creating, you know, some kind of incident that is a big deal when it comes to the guys that are in the locker room. And I don't, I mean, he's going to have to talk about it. Vrabel's not, that wasn't the only time right. He's going to be asked about it.
Right.
So,
it's probably more annoying than anything for Vrabel because he has to, like you said, he has to talk about it. So when these situations come up, you know, people are going to constantly ask about it until there's proof that exonerates him in the public perception.
The more I think about it, too, like, we keep forgetting that Cardi B was on this boat as well. There's not randos on this boat. Like, this has to be an inner circle. Cardi B's not just going on a boat, on a yacht out in the ocean with random people. She's got security. She's got a tight inner circle. So whoever's taking this video, like, you're not taking a video to screw somebody over. This isn't a fanboy or girl. It's getting wilder and wilder the more I think about it, that would actually be cocaine.
Right. Because the video, whoever put up did the video probably posted it on their social media.
Right.
So, you know, and you're right. Whoever's hanging on that boat knows Steph Diggs, knows Cardi B, and is not going to put him on blast.
Incriminating things.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just to finalize how the Patriots have reacted to this, you know, the first day that Jabril Peppers was off the commissioner's exempt list, he was at practice, and he told a judge January 23rd of 2025 that the cocaine on him was his. He said, yes, sir.
He copped to it.
So, to say that that's all of a sudden going to be something that ends a career is
no, no, no. We said
wrong.
We said if it was on video, if a guy is nose deep in coke on video,
I don't agree. I don't think it would end your career.
That's completely different than after the fact, no one's seen anything, and then a report comes out that he copped to having drugs on him.
Right.
And there's a domestic case.
If I got blackballed by the NFL for having cocaine on video, I would say, Jerry Jones, you're up. Like, I mean, these owners have a tough time having a straight face trying to enact that
kind of
policy.
Right, but they blackball people all the time. Look at Colin Kaepernick. The guy's still trying to play in the NFL.
Well, I think that's different.
They're not honest oftentimes when they're asked about these things. Also.
What's that?
About allegations of things. I mean, Ken said Chime was nose deep in a bar pizza last week, and he denied it.
Right.
Continued to deny it.
Deny, baby.
All right, can we do They Said It next, please?
Of course.
All right, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up next.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They always stand with the hardworking heroes in this city. So if you know somebody who drives or somebody who builds or somebody who cares for the city, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with former Red Sox Kevin Millar talked about what the Red Sox need to do to kind of figure out where they're at right now, and it starts internally. Here's what Millar had to say.
This is one of those times right now if you're Boston. It's one of those times, and I just think it's going to have to come in internally. It's going to have to come in player to player. It's going to have to come in eyeball to eyeball, fisheye to fisheye, like who's in? And I need to know who's in. And who's not, then we'll talk about it. But I need to know who's in. And, you know, Rob Refsnyer, you know, made a statement there tonight, like, after the first loss. It was like, I'm sick of losing. And I was so happy that he spoke up because he is somewhat of a quiet leader behind the scenes on that club. He really is. He's just an ultimate pro, and he does everything the right way. And when he gets his opportunities, he steps up and does his thing. But at some point, Ryan, you know that. We went through struggles together in Florida. So you have these little things that go in behind the scenes. It's okay. It's okay. But we have to handle stuff. And we got to know who's in and who's out. And the ones that are out, beat it.
Well, it's a great philosophy. I don't. Who's in? I mean, I he talks about Ref Snyder. Yeah, he seems like he said they suck. He said it the other day, and they gotta figure a way out of it. I don't know what the current mental state of Rafael Devers is. I mean, you know, he was bothered by what went on in spring training and pissed that they wanted him to put a little time in at first base, refused to play third base when Bregman went down. I don't know.
I mean, he's fine, Devers, because he's the one hitting. I think it's more about, we talked about it. Who brought it up yesterday? Well, they were 6-21 in one run score in games decided by one run.
Yep.
Isn't that more about the manager and executing, whether, you know, in football we call it the X's and O's, but in baseball, whether it's
situational.
Situational. Do I bring Chapman in to face another hitter or two? Do I keep Bayo in for one more inning?
Do I tell Crochet you're only going 85 pitches, make them count?
Yeah, isn't those one run games that you've lost more decided on that than people like the whatever this look me in the eye type thing that Milan's talking about? Isn't it more about that than what he was trying to talk about?
I think his perspective is one of a roster that wasn't necessarily the most talented in Major League Baseball, but guys,
we ain't gonna start that.
Up, they cowboyed up and they stepped up and they said we're gonna win this, and they refused to lose.
Yeah, but that was like his time. It would be like me trying to compare my 01 Patriots team to the 2025 Patriots. This team has a lot of talent, or at least we thought coming into the season. And then you start to look at why are you in this position? And if you're telling me you're 6-21 and games decided by one run, isn't that more like Era's manager, like those type of things?
Well, and 04 Red Sox was a far more talented team than this. I mean, who's Manny on this Red Sox team?
Yeah. Wasn't Pedro on that team?
Pedro,
too?
Manny, yeah. Schilling, Ortiz, Veritek.
Alex Cora is not responsible for Christian Campbell yanking that throw to home yesterday.
Well, he's the one who put him at second.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been all over the infield. He can't hit. He's been in his own head. Right. I mean... Listen, it's not been an easy situation, but my opinion of Alex Cora has gone through the crap. Like, I have no faith in him. I thought he was this brilliant manager, and boy, I feel like a moron.
Yeah, because Curtis is right. You have Campbell at second base, right? You have Campbell hitting cleanup. Like, those are decisions that Cora's making.
Cora or Breslow. I mean, I
yeah, we're not going to go like
you have Sogard at first, because that's apparently your only option, because Rafael Devers won't give it a try.
Yeah, but don't tell me that Cora's the most coveted manager out there, and then say in the next sentence be, well, he can't do what he wants because of Breslow. I'm not buying that.
It's also not Breslow's fault that Tristan Casas has a season-ending injury.
Right. And why would you want Devers at first base? Like, leave him alone. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
If the team was winning, would anybody be crediting Craig Breslow?
No.
Or then you say Alex Cora is doing a great job.
Alex Cora.
So if they're losing, we can't then blame Breslow.
Right.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, Lewis Riddick believes that it's not a ridiculous idea that Justin Fields has a career year with the Jets. Here's what Riddick had to say.
Not ridiculous at all. Again, Greeny, look, this offensive line in New York, which is where it all starts for these young quarterbacks. They got 3 first-round picks and a number 2 pick. I mean, a second-round pick on this offensive line. They've got to be better. They've got to establish the run, especially with the running backs that they have as well. And look, Tanner Engstrand, the new offensive coordinator, and we said it before, it's staring him right in the face as far as what, you know, philosophically the approach should be for this team. Quarterback run, feature the running backs, lean on this offensive line, play action pass. So could Justin Fields have a career year which would probably, you know, primarily be comprised of 20-plus touchdown passes, 3K-plus in passing yards, 800-plus in rushing yards? I absolutely could see it happening. And that would be a career year for him. I don't see why, if this team stays on the field in terms of everyone staying healthy, that Justin can't have that kind of year.
Mm. All right. Okay. Forecast the division right now on May 29th.
Buffalo.
Of course, obviously.
Mm.
Patriots.
Mm.
Finish ahead of Miami?
Yes.
Finish ahead,
yes.
Of the, ahead of the Jets?
Oh, yeah. God. Okay. I'll finish right. Ahead of the Jets.
Okay. I don't know. I think the Jets might be better with the addition of Aaron Glenn as the head coach.
I like that guy. Did you see the no celebrity? There was a video the Jets shared the other day of him. Like, he seems like he's got it figured out.
I think Miami finishes last in the division. Like, I think there's a real chance that happens.
Aaron Glenn, I feel like, is going to go in one or two directions. A Dan Campbell direction, where it's like, all right, former player, like he's got that kind of gritty attitude, like, you know, and the guys buy into it. Or the former player that people tend to tune out because his thought process is different, and maybe like a Mayo direction where it's like, oh, man, doesn't look that good.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg. So there's a book coming out that describes how Caleb Williams tried everything he could to avoid getting drafted by the Chicago Bears. So Caleb Williams came out and is telling you, none of that's true. I'm really happy to be here. Here's Caleb Williams.
Through all of, you know, what was, you know, going on, through all of what happened and you know, last year and previous years, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me, that, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why, you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think, was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here, family, friends, Ryan, Kevin, Floos, and Shane, all those guys that, you know, went through all of that process with me to get me here. But it was a you know, all those things, like I said, were thoughts. But the main goal and the main objective of being here is to turn around. That's why I was selected number one. And so, you know, that's what we're here to do.
You notice he didn't mention deep dish pizza because it sucks.
No.
The worst.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it not?
I don't like it.
Overrated.
It's too much sauce.
Too doughy, too.
No, too
not
dough.
Enough sauce.
No, yeah. But there's too much sauce
there's
as well.
There's not too much sauce.
Yeah,
what are
some
you
of,
talking
some
about?
Of them, the sauce is like this thick.
You know what? There's definitely not a lot of cheese on
right.
those things.
Right.
Which is the most important.
That's a problem. Too much dough, not enough cheese.
Yeah, and who has an hour to wait for a pizza?
Yeah.
Right.
So I've never had like real authentic Chicago style deep dish
because
I've never been there. But I'm interested. I'd
are?
At least give it a shot. Yeah.
Why? How do you feel about Detroit?
I like doughy things.
How do you feel about Detroit style pizza?
What is that exactly?
So that I've had, it's fine. That I would say not enough sauce.
But it's similar to Chicago pizza because
really,
it's doughy.
No. It's not nearly as doughy. And the way it is, the way the cheese is contained in the crust.
Okay.
Is Gorgina.
Yeah. Looks good.
Okay. Can we stop with that word?
No,
that
I'm
word
so happy that
stinks.
I got him to start
Gorgina.
Saying
it. It may be the worst thing you've ever done, Courtney.
No, it's really good.
It's worse than chef's
keep
kiss.
It up.
Can
you sound young and hip.
Can he shorten it, though? But isn't it just Gorge?
It would just be Gorge.
Yeah, so no one says Gorgina.
No, a lot
everybody
of people do.
Does, actually.
Huh?
They were saying it on Steph Diggs' boat.
No, I bet they were saying Gorge.
No, they were saying daddy.
They were saying daddy also. All right. Is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
News with Courtney coming up next, including how creepy is it and what a hall man was doing while driving his vehicle, which is definitely not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.